The U.S. Supreme Court issued two decisions today, siding with property owners who claimed the government had unconstitutionally taken their property without just compensation. In the more important case, the court significantly curtailed the power of the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate the nation's wetlands and waterways. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Michael and Chantel Sackett bought property to build their dream house about 500 feet away from Idaho's scenic Priest Lake, a 19-mile stretch of clear water that's fed by mountain streams and bordered by state and national parkland and a shoreline dotted with vacation homes and marinas. But 3 days after the Sacketts started excavating their property, the EPA stopped work on the project because the couple had failed to get a permit for disturbing the wetlands on their land. Today, a conservative Supreme Court majority used the Sacketts' case to roll back longstanding rules adopted to carry out the 1972 Clean Water Act. While the nine justices agreed that the Sacketts should prevail, they divided 5-4 as to how far to go in limiting the EPA's authority. Writing for the court majority, Justice Samuel Alito said that the navigable waters of the United States covered by the EPA under the statute do not include many previously regulated wetlands. Rather, the CWA extends to only those waters described as streams, oceans, rivers, and lakes, and those wetlands with a, quote, continuous surface connection to those bodies. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, joined by the court's three liberal members, disputed Alito's reading of the statute, noting that since 1977, when the CWA was amended to include adjacent wetlands, eight consecutive administrations, Republican and Democratic, have interpreted the law to cover wetlands that the court today excluded. Kavanaugh said that by narrowing the act to cover only adjoining wetlands, the court's new test will have, quote, significant repercussions for water quality and flood control throughout the United States.
I don't think it's an overstatement to say it's catastrophic for the Clean Water Act.
Jim Murphy of the National Wildlife Federation says wetlands play an enormous role in protecting the nation's water.
They're really the kidneys of water systems, and they're also the sponges. They absorb a lot of water on the landscape. So they're very important water features, and they're very important to the quality of the waters that we drink, swim, fish, boat, and recreate in.
As in last year's case, limiting the EPA's ability to regulate power plant pollution in the air, the decision was a major victory for the groups that supported the Sacketts, mining, oil, utilities, and in today's case, agricultural and real estate interests as well. Speaking for the court's liberals, Justice Elena Kagan pointed to the two cases and accused the majority of appointing itself instead of Congress as the national policymaker on the environment. In another decision that involved the Takings Clause of the Constitution, the court unanimously ruled in favor of a 94-year-old widowed grandmother in Minneapolis whose condominium was seized for failure to pay property taxes. The decision is important because Minnesota is one of about 20 states that handle the sale of such properties without sharing the proceeds with the previous owner. In this case, the owner, Geraldine Tyler, owed $15,000 in back taxes, penalties, and fees, but when the county sold the condo for $40,000, she got none of the $25,000 surplus. The county argued that she would have gotten nothing regardless because she owed $61,000 in mortgage and unpaid homeowners association fees. But writing for the court, Chief Justice John Roberts said that the county unconstitutionally kept $25,000 that belonged to Tyler. And if she'd gotten the money, she could have, at the very least, used it to pay off some of her other debts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.